Hi guys, and welcome back to Coffee, Cake, and Kegels. I'm your host, Stacy, and it has been a minute. I have been absent and missing in action for a while, and I just wanted to connect and explain where I've been, what I've been doing, and just talk about what has really been holding so many of us back or making us feel as though we've been held back. And it's been this retrograde. So Mercury went into retrograde towards the end of May, and it just lifted June 2nd. And let me tell you something, it was a pretty intense retrograde. So I don't know about you guys, but I really definitely felt it. So, okay, it wasn't the end of May. It was May 10th. And it's the second time that Mercury went into retrograde so far this year, 2022. And, you know, first of all, Mercury is the planet of communication, technology. And when Mercury is in retrograde, we should never have a surgery. We should not be signing any kind of important documents. And if we are looking to accomplish things via, signing contracts, things like that, there's always going to be some kind of communication error. So going back in my lifetime, I thought about, retrogrades. Mercury is in my chart heavily. So if you've never had your chart done, I highly recommend getting your chart, getting it done by a very seasoned and knowledgeable astrologer, just to kind of know where you're at. Trust me, it makes a lot of sense. And your life is basically in a chart, which is wild. So with that said, Mercury is in my chart. So you could even get your chart done on for free via the internet. So I highly recommend it. It just gives you more insight. Plus when you learn about the planets and you learn about all the other different signs that are in your chart, you better understand yourself. So there's a reason why astrology was studied for so many years, hundreds of years, and why it was one of the first sciences, So in any case, this Mercury retrograde was intense for Tauruses, Capricorns, even Geminis. So there were a few signs that were heavily affected. It's funny because I am not a Taurus or Capricorn or Gemini. However, my rising sign is Taurus, and I have a bit of Capricorn in my chart. So although this didn't happen to me it didn't happen to me physically, it affected me emotionally. And it did affect me physically in a sense, because it was just wear and tear on my body in another way, and I'll explain. So this Mercury retrograde began with my husband going into cardiac arrest at work. He flatlined 3 times in a day. And by God's grace, he is alive today. He was given a pacemaker. He did not have, now I did not know the difference between cardiac arrest or, a heart attack. I thought they were the same thing. I guess I never realized there is a difference. So cardiac arrest, you just flatline, and obviously a heart attack, there are symptoms leading up to a physical attack, right? Your heart's being attacked. So he did not have a heart attack. He had no blocked arteries, nothing of that kind. He just died. He died at work, and they were able to bring him back. And then again, he died at the hospital. And then again, when he was being transferred from one hospital to another in the ambulance. It was obviously a hard, you know, it was so much fear, and it triggered a lot for me because I lost my best friend to cancer at 26 years old. And I remember at that time in my life, I was on my knees pleading with God, begging, you know, I will do anything to save him, to keep him here. And I found myself back in that place of wanting to protect and pleading again, you know. And it's interesting, especially now looking back in retrospect, you know, in my line of work, as you guys know, I've, you know, as you've been listening to podcast episodes, and if this is your first episode, I am a Reiki master teacher. I'm an intuitive. I do energy work, and, you know, to simply just say I do Reiki, that would really not encompass what I do. Because what I do is really, I don't know, recalibrate the soul. As my Reiki master says, you know, it's like a soul recalibration, and that's really what happens when you do energy work and you are an intuitive and you could tap into people's consciousness. So we're doing more than just Reiki. Not that that's not amazing in itself, but there's just more involved here. So considering my line of work, working in the realms of energy and working, you know, my faith in God is strong, and my belief, and, you know, I've seen his miracles on a daily basis. But I guess I was so triggered, and I went into this state of, you know, panic and fear and please don't take this person from me. Because it's not just taking him from me, it would be taking him from his children. And, you know, I know I would survive, but what about my kids? You know, what about, they're young, and you know, to lose a parent young is devastating. Not that there's any good time to lose a parent, as we know, but to lose a parent at a young age when you're so impressionable still, and you're still trying to navigate so many different emotions and everything else, it was just, you know, it was just very, you know, I was just completely fear-stricken and worried, and, you know, everything. You could put every adjective to this. I was even angry because, like I said, it triggered me losing my best friend, and the pleading and the begging and the no, no, no. And then, of course, my intuition kicks in. So as I was driving, the hospital was over an hour away because he works not where we live. And as I was driving, I centered myself and I just asked, you know, I did not know what happened to him. They just told me he fainted. They didn't want me to worry, but they told me he fainted, but get here as soon as you can. And I was like, okay. So as I was driving, I said to myself, you know, I asked God, the universe, whatever you feel comfortable calling it. And I said, what happened? And I heard cardiac arrest. And then as I was driving and I was getting closer to where he was, there was an ambulance coming up from behind me. And I was on the phone with my sister and I said, he's in that ambulance. And my sister said, how do you know? I said, because I feel him. And something's wrong because the sirens are on. And I know, you know, when you get transferred from one hospital to another, the sirens don't need to be on in the ambulance unless there obviously is an emergency happening. And so I knew instinctively and intuitively that something wasn't right. Sure enough, that's the ambulance where he flatlined for the third time. So he's a 45-year-old healthy man. He had no, like I said, no blockages, no heart attack, nothing. His heart just stopped. And that's how Mercury retrograde began for us. And he is a Capricorn. He is okay now. He has a pacemaker. But what's interesting, because I don't want to make the focus about this situation. I want to make the focus about Mercury retrograde and what retrogrades do and all that jazz. So, but just to give you an example of how poor communication occurs during this retrograde, when he was in the emergency room, he had the most horrific care. Everyone there did not have proper care. The emergency rooms at this juncture are not a place you want to be. So that's just an FYI. That has nothing to do with the retrograde. But I noticed there was complete lack of there was like so much lack of communication when it came to the doctors, the nurses, the other staff. It was horrendous in getting him the testing he needed. They were just going to slap a pacemaker in him without checking his arteries. It was a nightmare from start to finish. And then after he gets the pacemaker, he comes home. My husband can't sit still. He is a go, go, go kind of guy. And so he thought it would be in his best interest to put a cabinet up, which is another whole thing that we're going through. We're renovating a kitchen. And I know that's all positive and fun. And, you know, renovating could be fun, but it's also really stressful. There was also miscommunication going on with that as well. And he wanted to put up a cabinet, even though all the cabinets are coming down. They're all coming down. He wanted to put an old one up because the workers we had in our house had broken two of our cabinets. And now we were like down two cabinets and whatever the case. So he wanted to, you know, he had to do something. Right? He couldn't sit still. So he lifted a cabinet, and when we went to post-op, they were like, a wire is out of your pacemaker. It's not in the heart. So we had to have a second surgery. And then the doctor was like, you are going to listen and you're not going to do anything. And so his surgery will be 2 weeks. As of this Tuesday, he'll be healing. So he's, you know, getting a little bit more physical and, you know, doing a little bit more stuff around the house, but still keeping it low-key because we don't want to have surgery again. Although I really know that we're done. Like, this retrograde is done. The surgeries are done, you know, until obviously he needs a new battery, which they say is in 10 years. So, you know, we're just gonna see how it goes and really just work on his optimal health. He's healthy, but optimally, you know, because I'm obviously in school. That's another thing, that I'm in school for integrative health and I had to put that on hold. And it was just one thing after another. And I'm not complaining at all in any way, shape, or form. I'm just explaining how everything had to just stop. And that's what a retrograde feels like. That's exactly what happens, you know? So what happens during a Mercury retrograde? So a retrograde is actually an optical illusion. So it means that it looks as if the planet is moving backwards from our view here on Earth. But astrologers actually believe that during this perceived backwards motion, technology, communication could really all get disrupted, putting a damper on anyone's mood. So what should you not do during a retrograde? Well, you shouldn't travel. You shouldn't do any kind of like heavy communication, news, like things like that. It may even invite false gossip, meltdowns, issues at work. Technology will always fail. If you planned a trip, your flight will be delayed. You'll miss the flight. So retrogrades are really, they're pretty intense, and they do make you feel like your life is on hold, like you're stuck. And that's exactly how I know for my husband, I know he felt that way. And I know that I felt that way. It almost was like as if time stopped and completely slowed down. May was the longest month, I feel, of my year so far. So, you know, can Mercury retrograde, you know, it can cause issues, it can cause problems, but it can also actually cause some anxiety, nervousness, even, you know, feeling lethargic. You could feel chaotic, scattered, restless, unfocused. So there's so many different things that actually happen. It messes with our sleep. We can't sleep well. But it's just really a time for us to rest and restore. That's what it's saying. You know, everyone looks at a retrograde in a negative way. And at first I was, now I haven't looked at a retrograde in a negative light in a long time, because I know that nothing is negative, right? Nothing is negative or positive. It's all an experience and how we perceive it. So if we're going to look at it, a retrograde, and be like, oh my God, oh no, a retrograde, I'm dreading it, it's going to be the worst time of our lives, right? So I don't try to bring those things into my existence or anything like that. So, but for some reason, I guess because of the circumstances, I of course was blaming the retrograde. I'm like, oh my God, this is just ridiculous. So, you know, it really is a time for us to absorb information and to take it in and to really just be present, to be mindful, to be with ourselves, you know. And it's okay that, you know, because thoughts get, you know, they get stuck in our minds and we become obsessed and compulsive, and, you know, we just can't seem to get them out or even express them to others. And that is not a bad thing necessarily, right? Processing information is really, really good for us. Before we have to express it to others, before we have to even have it make sense to us, we have to first process what is happening. Then we can have it make sense. You know, okay, this is why it happened or whatever, but it's okay to feel the feelings, and it's okay to process information and take your time with it. So this retrograde really is teaching us. Every retrograde teaches us. So it's just a time to pause and to say, you know what? I'm just not going to pick that up today. I'm not going to do this today. So I don't know if you have been noticing any of these instances where there's been miscommunication or misunderstanding or slower, sleepier thinking. Have you been having glitches with technology? I know every time I sat down to watch Stranger Things on Netflix, and if you like that show and are a fan, the new season's out, but every time we went to go watch it, Netflix was like glitching, and I'm like, what? Come on, what is going on? And then I'm like, hello, Stacy, what's going on? A Mercury retrograde. This is so common. My phone would just literally, I'd go to text somebody and everything would just go black. And then my phone, you know, would like pop back on. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm just curious if anyone out there has been feeling this, experiencing it, you know, just maybe it's not affecting you. And if that's the case, I'm jealous. I'm happy for you. But while this feels uncomfortable for a lot of us,
you know, like I said before, it could be a good thing. And why? It's because it's a time of rest, to pause. But retrograde can also bring up the past as a way to kind of help us work through unresolved situations, or really help us move forward despite feeling stuck. So before we blame Mercury for what seems like, you know, a shit storm, we really have to say and ask ourselves, what can I learn from this? How is this serving my highest and best good, right? So I don't know when the next retrograde will be. I mean, I think it's soon. I think the next one's coming soon. It's just yikes. But I think the next one is going to be in September. Yep, September 9th to October 1st. Okay. Well, I'm just happy it won't be in November, which is my birthday. So the next retrograde will be September 9th to October 1st, and then December 28th to January 18th. So you might want to jot those down so you know what's going on in that time, you know? But you can Google all different things about Mercury retrograde, what to do, what not to do. But at the end of the day, it really is a time to learn about yourself. And that's what I really hope, you know, everyone is trying to do or trying to accomplish. And, you know, I'm back. I'm sorry. I was MIA for a while, just trying to get my life back together, my husband's life back together. And now we're, you know, stepping back into the normalcy of things. So with that said, I'm back. Thank you for listening. And I hope you guys have an awesome weekend.